From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Relations between Turkey and Russia appear to be growing more strained over Turkey's recent downing of a Russian warplane. Russia reacted angrily after Turkey shot down the warplane Tuesday, threatening ties between two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov challenged Turkey's commitment to fighting terrorism. He said, "We have more and more questions about the real intentions of Ankara and its real commitment to eradicating terrorism, particularly in Syria, and its interest in normalization of the situation in the Syrian Arab Republic." Lavrov's comment was in response to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan mocking Moscow's claims it is fighting the Islamic State group. Lavrov also said the Russian Federation is suspending visa-free travel with Turkey beginning January 1st because of security concerns over terrorists slipping into Russia by way of Turkey. Turkey said it would be preparing its own response. An enormous crowd greeted Pope Francis Saturday at a shrine in Uganda as he delivered his first ever Mass in the country during the second leg of his African tour. The Mass was held at the Mamu Gango Shrine, which celebrates martyrs burned to death by a local king in the 1800s for refusing to renounce their faith. The Pope said their response was to meet hatred with love and thus radiate the splendor of the gospel. The pontiff will also attend a rally with young people, visit a charity, and meet with local religious leaders before rounding out his second day in Uganda. This is VOA News. Officials say militants have attacked a United Nations base in northern Mali, firing rockets that killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor. A spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission said at least four others were seriously wounded in the early Saturday morning attack in Kidal. There's no word on who is responsible for the attack, which follows a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left 19 people dead. Two West African militant groups claim joint responsibility for the November 20th attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel. A South Korean news agency is reporting that North Korea has apparently failed in its attempt to test fire a ballistic missile from a submarine in the Sea of Japan. Yonhap quoted a South Korean official as saying, "North Korea fired the missile between 2:20 p.m. and 2:40 p.m. local time Saturday, but the launch was unsuccessful." He said debris from the missile was found on the sea's surface. South Korea's defense ministry refused to confirm the report. North Korean media reported last May that the country successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile in what would be an indication of the country's advancing military technology. The official KCNA news agency said that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended the testing, and he said the launch was an eye-opening success. A police officer and two civilians were killed Friday during a five-hour-long shootout with a gunman at a Planned Parenthood health care facility in Colorado. Police say they've taken the gunman, identified as 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deere, into custody and are now working to make sure he did not leave any explosive devices in the area. Police spokesman Lieutenant Catherine Buckley.
The individual brought some items into him, into the building with him, and that we have to work with our EOD units, our explosive ordnance units, to make sure that none of those items are a further hazard to the people on scene.
The slain police officer was identified as 44-year-old Garrett Swayze, a member of the University of Colorado Springs Campus Police Department. Protesters in the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago are ramping up their call for police reforms following the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer just over a year ago. The officer was charged with murder this week, but that has not stopped the protests. On Friday, protesters clogged streets and blocked store entrances in Chicago's shopping district on one of the busiest retail days in protest of the teen's killing and the city's handling of the case. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.